The discussion about the future of Salt Lake City's parks, trails, and open space continues with six open houses through next week. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Some city parks were designed and built decades ago, long before people thought about taking their bikes into the mountains on dirt trails. It's one of the reasons why Salt Lake City officials are asking residents for their input on what should be the top priorities for the city's outdoor amenities. Nicole Bordeaux is Deputy Chief of Staff in the Salt Lake City Mayor's Office.
What are you interested in? Are we right in some of our planning? Because it is very personal, and it is about the community and what's important to them.
City leaders don't have specific ideas for the official to-do list for parks, trails, and open space. Instead, they want to hear the public's wish list, including how to repurpose the Glendale and the Jordan River Par 3 golf courses. Bordeaux says those suggestions will guide city leaders going forward.
It's a public process that'll come to the council, and we'll give them feedback, and they'll make a decision if they want to take it to a bond initiative, and then moving it forward for the election this November.
The city is also taking input online from people who want to weigh in on the issue but can't get to the meetings. Judy Fays, KUER News.